Genoa on Friday refused to load weapons onto a Saudi vessel that was destined for the occupied territories, defying Italy's complicity in the Zionist regime's genocide and Holocaust in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. So according to the reports, the Saudi ship, which arrived from Baltimore, Maryland in the United States, was scheduled to take on military equipment manufactured by the Italian arms conglomerate, Leonardo. So Middle East Monitor also reported that the National Shipping Company of Saudi Arabia, Bahri, has categorically denied reports claiming it was involved in transporting weapons to the Zionist regime. The company, Ali Rida, they are denying. They're saying they were not. Whereas all indications are there that the ship was transporting weapons to the Zionist regime.
Right. And as you know, the news was revealed on Friday. I mean, that protest in that Italian port happened on Friday. And the dock workers, when realized that the ship is going to send, for example, some ammunition or some military cargoes to the occupied territories, they stopped. And they started and they staged a protest there. So it is somehow what we have heard about the news. And when we go to the some deep layers of the news, we can realize that the authorities of the port, because after, you know, the protest was serious there, and at the end, the authorities of the port were forced to intervene, and they stopped and they didn't let the protests turn into big violence. As you mentioned, the Saudi shipping company denied it categorically, and it said no, the shipment was not going to be sent to the Israeli occupied territories. So, but I want to say that right now, what we can hear, which is related to the Israeli regime, has turned into something disgusting matter. I mean, no company, no individual is there right now to announce publicly that, for example, I want to help the Israeli regime, because the Israeli regime has lost its face, reputation, and popularity, and there is no anyone in a. When I say there is no anyone, I mean a majority of the people, maybe over 70% or 80% of the people on the earth, really hate the Israeli regime policies, and they do not like to follow the policies of the Israeli regime, and they don't want to be part of the genocide war by helping sending some cargo shipments to that regime to make it stronger. But what happened in Italy, again, it can be in line with the Western people's solidarity with the Israeli regime. What happened? Although some European some European government authorities do not support Palestine, publicly, we can see, fortunately, the European people have staged some demonstrations, marches in solidarity with Palestinian people, and Palestine state has been recognized by many European states. So I can draw a conclusion that right now Israeli regime doesn't have any position and doesn't have any status in the, for example, heart of European people, and even in a political position in Europe. It has lost its reputation, popularity, because what the Israeli regime is doing in the Gaza is something that the history has never seen, such a heinous crime. And the ongoing genocide there is really heartrending, and nobody can close their eyes to that genocide and massacre. And unfortunately, whatever the Israeli regime is doing in Gaza in terms of killing and massacring people cannot be stopped and cannot be finished. And this regime is really thirsty, and is really thirsty to the blood of the Palestinian people. So right now, Israel has been isolated more than before. And even the main allies of this regime in Europe, are not anymore in the position of the Israeli regime, and they don't want to take side of the regime anymore. And they have decided to stand on the right side of the history.
Now, this latest incident, Ali Rida, despite the fact that Saudi authorities and the Saudi company denying the claims that they did not load weapons and they were not transporting weapons to the Zionist regime, but it continues to paint a broader picture for us, and that is the complicity of many of the Gulf states in West Asia that continue to either do business or they continue to maintain ties with the Zionist regime, though many of the leaders from the Gulf states may appear publicly and speak in support of Palestine and speak in support of Gaza and the occupied territories. But their actions, unfortunately, Ali Rida, it proves to be the converse and the opposite.
Yeah. The normalization of the ties with the Israeli regime among some Persian Gulf states happened mostly in the first presidency of Donald Trump. And but in his second presidency term, in particular, after the True Promise Operation, the latest one that Iran targeted the Israeli regime, many of the Persian Gulf states realized that Israel and the U.S. cannot be reliable for them, and they cannot rely on those two regimes. So I do believe that mostly Saudi Arabia has changed its political stance, and it is closer than before to Iran, to Iran policies. And as you mentioned, yes, majority, or even we can say all the Persian Gulf states have taken aside the Palestine, at least in theory. But in practice, we cannot see, for example, they take step seriously. And what happens in terms of supporting Palestine is just in theory. But I think in the near future, and at least right now, we can see the issue of normalization of ties with the Israeli regime among the Persian Gulf states has been fought. And no Persian Gulf state there is to dare to announce publicly that, for example, I want to have a normal ties with the Israeli region. So, as I mentioned, mostly after the Operation Two Promise Three, many of those states have changed their mind, and they have realized that one day they would be their turn, and the Israeli regime will target them. And although right now there is no a kind of practical unity among the most Arab nations, I mean the authorities of the Arab countries, we can see the people of the Arab countries are really, their heart is really with the Palestinian people, and Palestine and the Palestine cause is really valuable and holy point for them. So what I want to say is this point, that right now in the Persian Gulf, we cannot find any state that says publicly, I want to support Israel. You know, maybe they do, for example, some favors for Israel behind this, behind the curtain or behind the scene. But in public, they do not dare to do such a thing. So it is the result of the, it is the result of the genocidal massacre in Gaza by the Israeli regime. So Israel is losing its political positions in most of the countries in the world. And step by step, we can realize that the popularity of the Israeli regime has decreased drastically. And right now, nobody can, no Zionists, we cannot find a Zionist across the world to say publicly that I'm Zionist, unless that person be insane.
Ali Ridha Kamandi, Press TV journalist in Tehran.